Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Hey, welcome everybody to the On the Edge Show with Katie Bonnet and friends. I'm your host, Katie Bonnet. Sorry about that delay, everybody. Thanking God for another day of being here. I want to thank Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York City, currently with isoradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on the radio every Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing that, he is Grace New York with the best live of R&B events, guys, and you will be back in action with the warm weather coming up now. So head over to track1entertainment.webs.com. Click on any event that you see and see how you can be part of what Barry's doing, okay? So head over to that. To my team, Lady Diamond, Elaine Yeves, Monster Miles, you guys are one hell of a team behind the scenes. To my starting panelists, Patrick Irvine, Stalo Jenkins, Alteric Atkins, Professor Carlton Jones, Darlene, Arlene, Erica Talbot, Kim Milton, Joseph Ward, you guys are awesome on and off the boards and here on the panel. Thank you for all that you do. To my social media, Urban Intellectuals with Patrick Irvine, the Real World Black News and Discussions Group, and the Black History Suppressed Group with Mark Pittman, On the Edge Listeners Lounge with Katie Barnett, On the Shoulders of Giants with Joseph Ward, What About Us with Professor Carlton Jones. You guys have been fantastic. I want to thank you all very much. My Facebook media, all of you out there in the Twitter and Blog Talk world, thank you all very much for what you do. All right, I want to say a happy belated Mother's Day to you female warriors out there. Doesn't matter if it's blood or if you're just a village person, all of you are part of keeping our kids together, and you are the foundation of the world. So to those of you that are out there, hope you had a pleasant Mother's Day, because today we're going to be celebrating you guys and us women by speaking about this topic, and it is called A Woman's Work Is Never Done, So Why Aren't We Worthy to Work Our Magic? And this is speaking on the devaluation of the abilities that America and the world pretty much does women, and how, because of it, a big role toward the destruction and the stagnation, both in universal and in Black America, this place. So, without being further ado, I'm going to be going out today. Let's see, yeah, we're going to go out with Kelly Clarkson and Stronger, because that's who we are, women. We get back a word from her, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's that fever lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, and it is discussion time. We are going to be speaking tonight on the subject, a woman's work is never done, so why aren't we worthy to work our magic? Okay. Honoring all of you lady warriors out there, mothers, women, wives, sisters, aunts, grandmothers, all of you, that we are the base of the nation, we are the birthing vessels of the nation, but we are the most disrespected, underestimated, underutilized, yet we are the most productive, resourceful, capable, loyal, trustworthy portion of the nation, of the workforce, of the family structure. We have to think past the box and outside the box. We have to make things happen when there's nothing to work with. We have to be the multi-hat wearer, where we have to be a counselor, a soccer mom, a wife, a counselor, a mediator. All of these things has to be done within minutes, without vacation pay, without sick days. We're not allowed to go down, because if we do, the world will go to pieces. How often have we watched for centuries on end that everything was put down on the men? The men were the ones who were supposed to take care of the work. The men were the ones who went outside and slayed the dragon, forgetting the fact that they may slay the dragon, the dinosaurs, the beast. When they bring it home, they plop the bloody stuff right there on the front. And we have to figure out how to make that beast worthwhile at the dinner table. Not a cliche, everybody. This is what we're speaking on. Now, with that being said, we kind of spoke on this earlier on when we got started with the show in 2013. This is a little bit of a stretch on that, because not only do women in general suffer this, we've spoken about it, women are negotiating chips in business arrangements, women are forced to go into arranged marriages, women are forced to be quiet, rape is not really prosecuted, because usually rape is run by, rape courts are run by men who possibly don't believe sex could ever be a crime. Somehow, some way, while on paper it's immoral to be a certain way if you're in a family structure, somehow, some way, there's always something that involves the devaluation of a woman somehow. Women were told to just be in the kitchen and the bedroom. Yet, with those two places being our only acceptable and with restrictions areas to be, somehow, some way, it's our work, our thinking, our strength, our determination, our perseverance that keeps together all the big stuff that everybody sees on the front page. In the workforce, corporations miss out on a big, huge productivity line because corporations at the interviewing table want to ask questions that they feel, from a man's point of view, would be a problem in the workforce. Meanwhile, all these big-time corporation owners don't understand that if you put past your narrow-minded thinking, your tunnel vision, your expectations, your beliefs, your preconceived notions, that the things you foresee as problems, should a woman have all of that taken care of, not only will you have the most loyal worker, you will have the most productive worker, you will have a person that will probably do more than she's asked to do as long as everything she can take care of is straightened out. For example, why aren't more corporations offering real salary-paying jobs from home? Because what you don't understand is every day without the pay, without the title, without the rewards, we are constantly thinking about how to keep our business together, our organization together. We have to think about how to make sure dinner is ready and the kids are fed and the husband is satisfied and the house is clean and we're just right. And we have to make decisions on three kids having soccer dues all due together or graduation dues. We have to figure out how to get one person to the doctor while the other one's performance is still met. We have to make sure that we budget out money so everybody has something at the end of the day. We have to hold the books down. We pay the bills. We do all this. So if all of these things, minus the housewife, minus the motherhood title or connection, has to be done anyway, and these are things that must be done on a business on a daily basis, why on earth would you not understand that since we have to do it on a daily basis for the cargo we love most and providing some income to support and keep sure, make sure that our cargo is always afloat, would you ever believe that that would be an obstacle? That would be just one more thing we would have to put into our daily lives and our planner books and work around. And since our priorities always have to be in place, in order for the ship to stay in order and stay afloat, work would be definitely up there in the top. We would be grateful. We would be happy that we have something. Women are less likely to have a sick day or call out. If it comes down to the children being an issue, as long as there was some sort of provision being made for a worker with a child to not have to neglect her child for another purpose, both sides of the fence would always be covered. A woman thinks outside the box even at work. If there's a deadline, pressure makes her work harder. Men are more likely to say, this is what's supposed to be said, I'm having issues, I'm going through a stress breakdown, oh my God, I can't make this. Meanwhile, women are figuring out a way to put one thing on the back and bring it back, make sure everything is in place by the time the deadline needs to be met. Women are a lot more likely to be less judgmental if it's a sales position to go out there and talk to any and everybody, because being a mom, you have to start reading past the visual, the physical signs and start seeing what those signs and those behaviors actually mean. So if a woman could go out into the world and have to deal with personalities of a different tenure, she'll be out there getting those sales a lot faster than a man would. And after she's put her babies to bed and fed her husband and cleaned her house and she's got this project there, she's going to make sure she doesn't stop working until something gets done. A woman's nature is to calm things down. But we have to deal with this. If a woman is a shrewd businesswoman, if a woman is a no-nonsense sport, if a woman is a person that gets light, cuts light to the chase and will be fair but not friendly in her name, she's a bitch. She's on a period. She must be pregnant. She must be this. Men have the same damn attitude with less productivity. And he gets all the sweet names. Oh, he's just mean. He's a real jackass. He's a bitch. These are not things that a woman deals with. We don't get the same equality. Women are 50% more productive than a man behind the line for half the pay. Women's ideas are dismissed because we couldn't possibly understand any of these things in the big, bad business world. Meanwhile, because we don't have a Fortune 500 stamp on our household, or because there's no trademark behind it, or there's no SEC brand to put on it, or we're not on the trading wall for the stock exchange, what we do is discount it. We carry a baby for 9 months and work all the way up through our last 2 weeks of pregnancy and get the job done. But however, we're dismissed. We're fired for clothing that turns on some guy. We are, look, see only the body. If we're not pretty enough, we don't qualify. If we're too sexy, we're making people uncomfortable. We have to worry about the fact that there's sexual harassment that goes on in the job, but we can't say a thing because it may not be reported or now we're troublemakers. Meanwhile, that's a distraction from what we could be doing. If half of you will put away the corporate textbook and realize that if your sales are going down and you haven't tried putting a woman in that position and giving her just due and her equal compensation and utilizing her the same way you would a male, then perhaps you're missing out on your own assets. Corporate parties, women are less likely to get stupid and embarrass themselves. Discrimination is given from the moment somebody checks the gender box. Well, they foresee there's going to be period days. There's going to be days where the kids get sick. Oh, my God, there's no husband. There are things that corporate America will try with a woman that they wouldn't dare ask in hand. There are things that a woman has to prove before a man even has to come up with the first answer to a questionnaire. But yet, we're the ones that will probably get to work, be able to call in at 8 o'clock, have the kids off to school already. We've managed to make 3 decisions before the rooster's crowed. The night before, we've already packed out the lunches. We've already made sure the kids' clothes were ironed out. We already have a babysitter in place. We know we got to work overtime. We've already intended to do that. We've already anticipated what could have gone wrong with something, so we have a backup plan in place. We realize we walked in, and guess what? All the ideal tools weren't in place, so now we have to figure out how do we work with what we have. We don't panic. We're like I mentioned earlier, less likely to call out. The most loyal person you will have is a mother that knows she is able to work from home, get a salary, and be able to support her family and still have a job. She will work out a way that if she has 6 kids, they'll all be in bed by the time she has to sit down and start typing. She's already figured out where family time, hubby time, kitty time, bath time, my dishes are washed, my coffee is in place. What am I going to do now? Now it's just time for me and work. She will learn how to put those things in place beforehand. Now, this is universal America, women on the whole. These are the things we have to deal with, that we've got all the brains but nobody to listen to. We've got all of the resourceability, but we're not even given an option. We're dismissed. When men went to war and women were holding the country down, that was all well and good. When the men came home, women were pushed back into the back. We can think of things to come up with. Like I like to say, we can make a rock soup out of a stone. We will need a pot, some water, a couple of spices, and a stone, and we've made soup for the day. We have figured out how to make one client who always seems to be mean and nasty, feel appeased and satisfied. We don't mind smiling or taking a little whatever without blowing up. Very rarely will we get together just to start fighting about something that is on the table, contrary to what you guys like to believe, that our women's fingernails come out. We're the first ones that will follow ethics. We don't have a problem with being told what to do until it gets to a point that it goes beyond a specific respect level. We will try to communicate. We will try to get to the bottom of it. We don't come out with our guns flaring or quitting or giving up or walking out. We indeed have the ability to think for five people and think past the box. Whereas a man will be told, you need a calculator, you need this, you need that, you need this, you need this. And if any one of those things are missing, a man will go bananas. A woman is designed to make things happen while being in the shadows. So we don't really care so much about getting a promotion that quickly. Unless we felt we deserved it, we worked for it. And guess what? And even then, we'll be upset, but we'll take it with grace and we'll continue to do whatever. A woman does think above and beyond the box. We have to. If you have more than one child and they're all with chicken pox, we have to figure out a way to make one person feel good while the other one comes in later. What makes you think that in the business world, that's not an asset? If we don't have all the ingredients for a certain dinner or something's going down, we have to figure out how to get it, and we will. If two of our children are upset and it seems like the end of the world, we know how to make the children and the husband feel like in place. So going into the corporate world, how do you think that will make a difference? But women in the world are not treated the same. They're not expected to be able to handle things they've been handling long after the men were wounded in war. Now let's take it and see where this comes up. We've watched for centuries as the powers that be, quote, end quote, scramble around to try to find all these extravagant image and newspaper-ready solutions to what seems like complex problems. Usually they are, but the solution is not as complex as they make it appear. Everyone is so worried about what looks good on paper, what is acceptable. Who made up these stupid rules anyway? A woman's decisions start from the moment she lifts her eyes up and to stop her alarm clock. And it goes on long after her family is asleep. There's the next day to figure out what happens, holding down the fort, holding down not just her children, but the children around her, holding down the attitudes and the temperament of her husband who had a bad day, understanding how to take his snapping at her when he's really snapping about his job or something on the outside, being able to go, I understand, taking it and then waiting around till things get better, or thinking of a way they can go back and do it again. The approaches are always something that's constantly going in a woman's head. We do everything that a corporate America, a man can do, probably better with a little more solutions, a backup plan, and guess what? We don't get sick days. We don't get a thank you. We get sold, we get negotiated, we get offered. We get kicked to the curb, we get abused, we get sexually harassed. We get sexualized, we get objectified. Now in Black America, women that go through all of that, now let's add the unique racisms, discriminations, barriers, inequalities, injustices. All the things that are real, traumatizing, debilitating, destructive factors into Black America's world that want to be dismissed by the people who helped that to happen because it's too uncomfortable for them to look back on things that have taken place that's caused the damage now and say, oh my God, we did this. So we Black women have had twice the fight to hold down. I've had to take twice the garbage to deal with. I've had twice the discrimination, the inhumanities, the inequalities, the injustices, the unbalance to deal with. We had to watch our men get taken either by slavery, by the slave master, by a gun, by a bullet, by a drive-by, by prison. By the other side, after we've put up all of whatever, we've stood in the background, we've waited. We got to be posted up as the biggest joke in America because we are the leading the single mom's household, and our children are our children's floors to the government that's interfered long and deep, to the media that's telling them to go out long and deep. We've taken the blame for that. Society makes it so hard for a black man to stand up and be in his rightful place that women have to take the garbage that comes with it. And guess what? You've gotten our men to either be eliminated, gone, or moved over to the other side because you've given them a little crumb and told them that the black woman is garbage while you come back in and tear them apart further, some for your benefit, some for your personal pleasure, and then you kick them out too. Now, they are the most resilient women on earth. We understand more than anybody what it means to have to work with nothing, to have to be the one partner doing two partners' work, and doing two partners' work with 25% of the arsenal that's supposed to be in place, but yet we are turned down just by the way our name sounds on an application. God forbid if we should actually answer the ethnicity question that we are already rejected before we even get through the front door. And if we should happen to be that token person that they can look on the camera and say, see, we let a black candidate woman come in. They've already decided they're not going to hire her. And then whatever alternatives are supposed to be out there left to her, they make sure the hurdles are so high and that the catches are so funny that she's really left with peanuts to do nothing. Why? Because there is an ability in a woman that no man, no woman can fathom. Men were supposed to be egotistical, macho, the providers, go out there, grab the cow, grab the cattle, wrestle with the snakes, wrestle with the alligators, kill them, drag them up, tie them up, and bring them back to the cave. And when they brought these animals back to the cave, they didn't cook them. They said their day was done. So we're looking at this bloody, disgusting heap with eyes and mangled fangs and all this stuff, and we're going, gee, if we cut out this side, we can take the meat and make it this way. If we put a little salt on it and add some potatoes and some carrots, mix it up and boil it down, we can have a meal. And by the time they've done that, you haven't even noticed that what they brought home was a wild animal. Now let's see if the women were the hunters and we brought them home to the men. What would the men do with that heap? There are plenty of days that we had to walk out this door and figure out what we're going to do next. Single mothers have to think about how to feed their children all the time. We don't have the luxury of saying, sorry, baby, we just can't do it today. So with that being said, let's put this into an analogy for business. There is a project proposal on the table. There is a deadline in place. All of the things that were necessary are not there. So you are working with a skeleton crew, a skeleton arsenal, but this deadline still needs to be met. And then they've given you a bunch of garbled, encoded crap that you don't know what to do with that needs to be decoded, and the person who decodes it is out sick today. So now, what do we do? You give it to a woman crew, she would figure out exactly how to get around one thing, how to assuage or calm down the person on the other end that this is supposed to be delivered to. Be able to say, I know it's a hard thing, but this is the type of thing that happens. It's out of our control. But I promise you, if you sit there and you just give us one more day, this will get done and it won't affect you. As a matter of fact, we'll throw in a little extra. You can't do that. We're not so worried about what we look like to people. We don't have an ego that we have to maintain. We've got children to feed, a household to run. We've got bills to pay. And we will tolerate and tolerate and tolerate and tolerate. We will figure it out and figure it out and figure it out. We will go around again and try again. We will not say no until no is the only thing left on the table. We will not throw up our hands because our children need to be fed and we've got to figure out this problem. But what we get from you is, nope, can't do daycare. Nope, you can't commute. Sorry, women are a problem. All I see is the kids. What's going to happen if your child gets sick? How about you guys open up an opportunity for a woman to sit in front of a computer, punch in virtually, deliver any quota that needs to be met, so that she can have peace of mind of having bread and income and taking care of her children, as well as doing the job for corporate world. Where she doesn't have to prove herself through some W-9 or go to some alternative whatever or make a quota to make some money. How about you give her that? You entitle her to some daycare or allow her to be home with the children. Nothing is more productive, more loyal, more essential, more reliable than a mother who can work and still be home with her children. Why not reward a woman who birthed all of you, who is the foundation of the world, who is the mother of the earth, by allowing her to utilize her skills where it actually counts, where people see it, where people say, this was happening because this woman did. It's not that she's looking for it, it'd be nice to hear. But at least everybody knows that everybody is benefiting. Would the economy not be a lot better if you weren't trying to play tricks by getting the best of the benefit of the work, but not compensating them accordingly? Would you not take a look at your numbers and realize that there are more women employees that have worked for decades on one position through all the crap and less recognition and less pay and less benefits, but they've been loyal to a company, didn't turn over, didn't get fired, maybe were sick for a day, came back in, did what they had to do, asked for something if they got a no, they were upset, but they said thank you anyway and kept it moving. Wouldn't it be more productive to see on your P&L sheet that there's less turnovers, less new people to hire because you've made your loyal women workers fine? Would you not even realize you might even get one of those women to bring a home-cooked meal to you because she simply has it in her nature to nurture the office without repercussions of, okay, I brought in some food from the goodness of my heart. Now maybe she can give me the goodness of her body. If she has something to say, I will listen. Let me see what's going on. This hasn't worked so far. What's the best, the worst that can happen? Women have been underutilized and dismissed for years and centuries to come. But they are the most productive, the most resourceful, the most aggressive in their manner, the most loyal. They can think outside the box. They don't panic. They don't have to fight when things get too frustrating for them. They're quicker to negotiate. They're quicker to make the sale happen. They don't have problems talking to people who look a little scary. They know how to speak almost everybody's language because they probably have a family at home that has the world of personalities they have to deal with. They're the first to get impregnated and the first to get deserted. They're the first to have a crime happen and yet be deserted when it comes down to prosecuting that crime. We're the first to be victimized and yet the first to be incriminated for our own victimization. Now, you explain, why is it that on top of all of that, we still will know what to do for you and solve your problems, but we get the least ability to be on the front page and actually do what is what we do most. Not your front page, not your media, not your Snapchat photo opportunities. Front page meaning we can get hired for something based on our qualifications and get paid accordingly. Because after we polish up your office and your P&L reports and your SEC requirements and your health and know how to charm your way out of a bad inspection or doing whatever it is we're doing, we can go home to our children and do the same for them. And all we ask is that you bear with us just a little bit. because you at one point was one of those little people that your mother needed to ask for help with. Women have to do it all, but yet men think we can't do a thing. Corporate America would benefit from the productivity and the inexplicable strength, understanding, and perseverance of a woman. Yet, that is the first piece that they cut out. Black women understand a fight, a struggle, a perseverance, a making it happen, a survival of the fittest game more than any other culture on this earth. More than any other culture on this earth. But because of prejudices, because of supremacy issues, because of racism, because of television, because of discrimination, because of fear, once again, the world misses out. Nobody understands what it means to have to make something happen when it looks like nothing can be happening more than a woman. Nobody understands how to make something happen from nothing, how to create everything from not a damn thing than a black single woman, than a black mother. Nobody understands what it means to be dismissed and kicked and abused more than a black woman. And nobody understands more than what it means to have to take the crap and still prove herself anyway than a woman in America. Corporations out there need to open up their eyes. The political forces need to open up their eyes and understand that the more you push away the most productive aspect of the world, a woman needs to understand a woman's body opens up to bring a man into the world. That man grows up to tell her she's nothing. Yet you put a bunch of men into a world to try to bring a creation into this world, and they'll look at you like you're crazy and run the first time they throw up with morning sickness. The question is, does the devaluation of women play a role in the failures of society today and in the stagnation of black America? That is my question to those of you that want to call in. 347-327-9967 plus 1 to talk, otherwise I won't know you want to be here. Getting back to this, and then we do have to take a small commercial break. Businesses are always looking for the most reliable working thing. What about our success actually works? What is broken and needs to be fixed? What can we do better? What is working but needs a little push? Women go through those decisions every day, all day, all the time. Even when they're not with their family, they're away somewhere. There's a decision to be made. Even when they have nothing to do with the problem, they're the person that has to be the resolution maker. Even if they weren't the person that continued the problem, they have to be the first person to think of a way to bring an end to it. Even when they weren't part of the upset, they have to be the harmony maker. In a split second, we have to make 6 decisions from more than 5 people all the time. We have to decide how to keep the neighbor next door from being upset. We have to teach our children how they have to be able to pray but not offend people, even though what they're doing is not really offensive. But you kind of got to understand that other people may not understand your free-spiritedness as I do. Then we have to figure out a way to keep our children happy and satisfied but not try to be their friend while being their friend. We have to tell our kids you're perfect as you are while the world is telling them you're not a damn thing. We have to decide what's for dinner. Okay, one person is allergic, one person can't eat meat, one person is in a new fad, this one feels they're too fat, they don't want to eat this. We have to trim the bread. We have to cut off the fat. We have to slice up and dice up some things. Our husbands don't like the potatoes to be fried, so let's sort of bake them up. We don't like that type of gravy. Let's make this one. Oh, well, that one really loves this. So by the time dinner's done, we've made about 8 corporate decisions. Now let's get to bath time. Okay, well, little Susie doesn't like the red yellow duck, but big Amber likes it, so let's get this one and let's do that one. Let's figure out a way where we could come to a compromise right in the middle where everybody gets a little piece of something. Okay, well, this time John has a soccer game that he's been practicing for all semester. He finally came out of it. They've named him the team leader. He wants me to be there for that. Daddy has to go to work or Daddy's not around. But on the meantime, on the other side, well, now my daughter has a recital that she really wants me to be at. You know what? This boy's game may not end until 5 minutes before recital is at, but it's a 10-minute drive. What am I going to do? We have to make those decisions all the time. Okay, well, if we have a husband and he works for corporate, he needs him there. 5 hours past the time he's normally supposed to go out. Sorry, you got to work late tonight, babe. Well, now let me pack up the dinner that I've been slaving on the stove all day. Put a foil over it. Put it in there. He may not even get to that. Oh, my God. Now the time I was waiting to have a little bit of help to put the kids to bed and in the bath, read a story, talk about what took place today, that has to be put on hold. And guess what? We understand. And when he gets home, now we're going to sit there and tell him how bad was his day and how much we're going to make him feel better. Oh, you had a bad problem with a client? What's this client saying? Well, how about you try this? We have to do this all the time. And we're dedicated to doing it. And if our family is down and out and is in danger of losing something, we're the first ones to say that on top of our many jobs as a mom and a wife, we will go out there and become a corporate person too, even if we have to scrub floors part-time to do it. Because we think for the collective and we think for the future. We think for the big picture. We have to constantly think about how to make it happen, whether or not we've got everything in place. What happens if there's a breakdown? What happens if this shuts down? Why on earth would any business feel that that's not a valuable asset to the method of operations in the corporation? Or we're the one that sat there and came up with a 7-page proposal, and some man took a look at it, and guess what? It's a great idea, but tells you it's not. While he takes that idea, makes it his own, and heads over to do whatever. When all he had to do was say, great idea, this person did it, even if he had to share whatever the case is, we don't care. But you're stupid because you don't realize that what happens at the end of the day is that you might have stole what was on paper, but you're never going to be able to think like the person who created it. So what do you think that person is going to do after you got that one big accolade off of someone else's work, which you didn't compensate for, you stole from, you made them feel bad? Do you really think you're going to get a repeat performance from that person? Now, what would happen if you were being fair and upfront and you actually gave this person their accolades the way it should be? Don't you think that you would be a consistently successful business flowing? That person, once she felt compensated, would give you more. You can run a business, but you can't have a baby. You can run a business, but you can't love your wife. You can run a business, but you can't handle missing an agenda for a report for a meeting you have to head to. Meanwhile, we figure out a way around it. Or we figure out a way to cover you so that you don't look stupid when we figure out a way around it. That goes for boss, co-worker, team member, husband, brother. This is what we do. Who the hell gave any of you the right out there to say, we're not good enough? We're going to take a little break. Those of you who are hanging with me, I appreciate it. Those of you that would like to say something, if you are in a position somewhere in the big corporate world or behind the scenes and you know that you can do something and you haven't been compensated for, or you feel you've seen some examples of injustice in that respect, give me a call, talk about it. You don't have to give your real name. You can give me a fake name. It doesn't matter, but talk about it. Because you need to answer for me, and I would love to hear that, if you feel that part of our biggest problem of the flaws and the messed up society that we have now and the economical problems, the social issues, all the other things that are out there is because women are devalued, not utilized, and we don't get a chance to put our skills to the test when it comes down to things that affect us on a whole. That's the question. The number here is 646 347-327-9967. Press 1 if you want to talk, because you must press 1 or I won't know. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsor, so don't go away.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends. I'm your host, KD Barnett. For those of you just joining us, we're discussing the topic, a woman's work is never done, so why aren't we worthy to work our magic? This is in reference to the devaluation of women universally in America, our abilities, our contributions to the workforce, to society, to family structure, to social issues, how they are being underestimated, dismissed even, not considered, unevenly compensated, discriminant toward us, all of these things. Now, I'm speaking on two ends of this angle, and that is universally for women on all, and specifically how devaluation contributes to the further stagnation of Black America. Now, I spoke, as I said, generally on the whole. Women are sexually objectified. We are used in bargaining chips. That is the best extent that men on the whole pretty much think that we are. And to those of you that that does not apply to, please do not waste my time defending that point, because it doesn't apply to you if you're not that person. Corporate America on a whole, corporations period, even worldwide and internationally, there are cultures out there that demand their women cover up their 90% of their bodies. No matter how hot or cold or rainy or sunny it is, there are things that happen. A woman gets raped, she's not a victim, she's a dishonor. Women are used to be the hostess for men's parties coming all over the place, whether they're the wife, the mistress, or just somebody that was paid. Our greatest achievements in men's eyes is to be on a pole somewhere and entertain the businessmen. Meanwhile, we are the ones that are back there. These men let business deals fall apart. Businesses close up. Men commit suicide in certain parts of the world because they didn't meet their quota. They didn't be able to keep the job that their lifestyle requires, the money that they're making, that they've built this lifestyle based on their income. The requirements, the cutthroat world of the corporation where if you're not good enough next quarter as you were in the last quarter, you're old news. Women can handle that. We've been doing it for years. We have to wear many hats all the time. For the black woman, she understands those hats and then some. The battleground is different. The history is different. The dismissal of what has been years of trauma and destruction is different. And still we survive and we rot. Still we know what's coming up. And still we make things happen. And at the end of the day, we still know how to embrace those that have been the worst to us and still find a way to make things happen. So for us to be one of the first people that just the way our name is pronounced or spelled or just the box that we checked in the ethnicity group criteria of an application to be already pre-decided to be cut on the chopping board, even if they allow us to go through the motions, where they're not really looking for your qualifications, is atrocious. And it's of loss to you because we have to figure out ways to make things happen, whether or not things are in our face to happen. There are decisions that have to be made, a woman has to make all the time. We have to deal with when our husband's temperament goes up or down, when they're feeling down because they're not feeling like they're masculine enough anymore. And believe me, that's double the intensity for black women. Providing that, you know, white America left our men alone in the first place. We understand how to deal with humiliation, so if anything walked around the office, we could handle the border cooler talk because we've been there, done that. We're not concerned with what other people think of us. We are concerned with doing what we have to do. But if a woman is okay in her mind to be able to say, I am doing my part to the world and I'm definitely holding down my family while I'm doing it. This is her sense of showing her work is being paid for, is being shown. That she was successful based on things she's done, that she is a contributing partner and factor in her family's income as well as to her partner's side, and that she's still doing her 50%, and in the case of a single mom, her 150%. If that's all she's requiring of corporate America, why is that such a hard thing? Why aren't in this day of digital everything can there not be positions for mothers and fathers, if that's the case, but we're speaking on women today. To be able to say, every morning I have to wake up and I have to punch a clock. I don't have to commute to go punch the clock, but I have to commute a clock. I am still legally liable and corporately and professionally liable to meet my quota and to perform my duties on the job, whether it's in the office or in the virtual office. Why aren't there more corporations offering virtual positions with a real W-2 or real W-4, real salary? A real 9-to-5 position or whatever shift it is where a woman could be at home, make sure she could get her kids off to school, pick them up and still be able to work and punch that clock. Now, I'm not saying for you to give mothers like that any special consideration. She has to perform the job like anybody else because guess what? You give her a challenge and we'll definitely meet it. You mean she gets to actually get a real salary where she's working and bringing in income, supporting her family, and gets to be here to do her maternal instinct thing? Do you not know what a hell of a force you will have if we can do that? And we cut down on costs, and we can still work through the blizzard, and we can still be here and make sure our children are down and our husband is okay. Our household is okay. We don't have to worry about waiting on a train that could have gotten stuck, getting mugged on the train, coming home after a late overtime shift. With everything that's going digital and electronic now, our paychecks come direct deposit, so we don't even have to really make a trip to the bank. And you really don't think that this is something that is above and beyond qualified? Even a woman without children has to make decisions in a relationship and in her family all the time. In addition to protecting herself, in addition to trying to make sure society doesn't put her in that same label, in addition to making sure that since we're pretty much on our own, we have to make sure we avoid having these crimes happen to us. in addition to the fact that if you apply for something with what's a predominantly male corporation, you have to already go and proving yourself three times more, and we still get it done. When we get it done, because we're as cutthroat as they are, we're bitches, we're on the ride, we're menopausal, we're premenstrual, we must be pregnant, oh my God, she needs to get laid. Because we're doing exactly what you're doing and probably better than you can do it. When men went to war, things still had to work. The plant still had to happen. The factory still had to produce. The farming still had to get done. Who the hell do you think did that? And what did you guys do? Nah, you women did it too well. You know what? You got to go back to the kitchen now. The men are back home. Now they're back home with missing fingers, missing digits, missing toes, with post-traumatic stress disorder. But it's their job to do what the women did and held down. Instead of you incorporating everybody's skills and doing it all at once. So is the devaluation, the dismissal, the discrimination, the shutdown, and the abuse of women's abilities, women's capabilities, and women's productivities a big part of why our society is the way it is, our problems are what they are, and Black America is stagnated? Press 1 if you are on this panel and you want to talk. Call 347-327-9967 and press 1. And upon asking on my pre-topic discussion today, I got quite a few great answers. For those of you that don't understand, when we speak on the unique aspect of any universal topic from the Black side of the land, try to understand the fact that you want to close your eyes to it, or you want to not talk about it, or it's too uncomfortable for you, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist and it's going to go away. Okay? Work makes that happen. Black women are the joke of social embarrassment. Black women are to blame for everything that goes wrong, including why white people don't do what they do. Black men are being taken away from their families and then being told that they're not doing anything. The world is shutting down any opportunities for Black advancement, but yet we still make it happen. They can't understand how is it that we do certain things. How is it we can spend with no money? How is it that we own the biggest purchasing power, yet they're giving us nothing. They're stopping us from getting anything. They're putting tags and conditions that are above and beyond their own capabilities of withstanding, and yet we do. They don't understand how we can have more than one child and not go bananas. They don't understand how we network. But we do. And instead of you realizing and acknowledging that power and taking us in, you dismiss. Now, you dismiss women on in general because of one prejudice. But now let's couple that and add the extra prejudice and hatred and tunnel vision that you have, where you're missing out on the most productive workforce in the world, the Black mother. After imposing upon our men that either they're not good enough to live, or if they are living, they're not getting the best that they can get by staying with their Black women, you force us to have to take on things that you don't even want to write about in public. You don't make movies about it. And when you present it in the white form, you present it in the romanticized everybody gets over with. That doesn't happen for Black America. And again, it doesn't happen for the Black mother. But the Black woman knows how to get out there and become a master's degree graduate. We'll open up a business with all her noodles intact. Will have studied and worked twice as hard because she knows the odds against her. If she gets into a position, will appreciate, value, and cherish it and work hard to maintain it. Will use her natural woman skills and make sure that her performance is in pillar condition. And will continue to find ways to recreate her perfection to make sure it never goes down, because she is in pride. She is supporting her family. She is contributing to society. She has developed a way to be able to teach the next person. She has found a way to help to network. She is not thinking about the barriers that you guys have put out there for them. And we have benefited from that. Yet, in the statistics, 66% of black women are out there becoming higher rate graduates than their male counterparts. They are opening more successful business than their male counterparts, both black and other cultures. They are making things happen and being denied the most. They are being shut out the most. They are being dishonored the most. They are being ridiculed the most. They are being stolen from the most. And yet they continue to do the most. Because the wheels have to turn. The kids have to be fed. The bills have to be paid. Their dignity has to be restored and intact. Decisions have to be made. The clock may strike 12, but their life is still going on. 24 hours in a day, a woman's day never has a 24-hour limit. She's working while she's sleeping. When she puts on her makeup, she's already thought about three different ways to do something for someone else before she picked up the applicator. By the time she gets on her shoes to get out the door to work, she's already thought about what she's going to back up by the time she gets to the office. That she's anticipating could have gone wrong. She's remembering that there's one person that was nasty or dejected in a sales meeting. She's already thought about how to make that person feel better, how to compromise, how to calm them down. You tell me what man gets up thinking that way. She knows how to stall while she's thinking of a way to make something happen the next time she meets up with that person. She knows how to stall a person without making them feel stalled. We don't worry so much about what the next person is thinking. We don't worry too much about being told you're not good enough because we know we are. We have learned how to be that person that's really in charge without people thinking we're in charge. We can run things from underneath, behind the scenes, in the shadows, in the cellar. We're used to that. We don't get sick days. We don't get awards. We don't get anything. We wait for a birthday, a Mother's Day. And that's the rewards we get. And you know what? That's the fulfillment level we have. Men have an ego problem. Our competitive nature is on a whole different level than that of a man. And you know what? If we lose the first competition, we're already back behind the boardroom trying to figure out how to win again. We will look to see why did something fail and how can we do the same thing a different way. What can we add? What should we take away? We really want to hear the voices of the people that are out there because we have to listen to voices every day. We have to try to figure out a way to make the people we love most be happy as best as we can. So if we have to do this on the job, we will make sure we get to the bottom of it the best way we can. We have to deal with people's attitudes and people blaming us and people doing whatever, and we do it. And we get up and we do the job again. We cry in silence, we deal with it, and guess what? We deal with all of your ridicule. We deal with watching you guys fail because you say we can't do it and we could figure out how we could have done it better before you even failed the first time. What is the fear in corporate America, in the world, that women in the office brings to you? And isn't every business goal to constantly be successful, to make more money, to be more productive? Then why on earth cut out, dismiss, not even entertain the idea of utilizing to the best of their capability and then some? the best workforce in the world. Is the devaluation, the underestimation, the underutilization, the dismissal, the discrimination, the abuse of women and their abilities a big part of why society is in disarray and why Black America is stagnated? That is my question. You guys have been pretty quiet tonight, but you've been pretty live on the board, so I've got to give you that. So let's start reading. Oh, wait, got a little answer here. All right, let me head over to the chat box here. Yes, Jenny in Pennsylvania, you're absolutely right. Women tend to bring, let me get this right, this computer screen is a little fuzzy, people, hold on a minute. Women are expected to hold down the fort, take whatever comes to them, and shut up and take it. Yet we are the ones that produce the most, think the most, forgive and embrace the most, and yet we're the ones that's constantly trying to see actual success happen. As much as we bicker while being productive. Men have a problem with understanding that even though we look like fragile packages, we're powerhouses when put into a certain position, yet they fear that we want to take over, and that's not our mission. Our mission is that we are perfectly happy being able to be productive, be equally compensated, and be a contributing partner, not a takeover leader. Absolutely. Women are the foundation of the world, the foundation of strength. You guys can't exist without us. Yet, we endure all of this stuff in the shadows. Why? Workforce cannot deal without a woman. I don't care what you say. As a matter of fact, I think politics would be a lot different if women leaders were active. Because certain things definitely wouldn't need to happen. You guys are so busy having an itchy trigger finger waiting to set off your new nuclear toys and then sit back and see how many people you could destroy with one push. You guys can't sit and have talk negotiations because by the time you have yelled one time too many, negotiation talk is over and you're ready to go to war. Women don't do that. We'll yell and scream, have a break, come back, and go back at it. How can we get to the bottom of it? Our kids are involved here. We don't have ego issues. We don't have, you know, I need to take over issues. We don't have those issues. We're supposed to be and have been designed to be that silent, balancing voice out to all of you. And that's what would happen in a boardroom. That's what would happen in a corporate setting. That's what would happen in an office. You put a woman manager in place with the exception of a few that need to validate themselves through other things. And you'll have somebody that tries to give everybody in the team a sense of feeling like a family member. And the problem with corporate America is they tend to think that business and compensating the little guys or making the little guys feel okay or equally okay is a problem. That business then would be overlooked or overshadowed. No, happy workers make productive fields. People who feel that they are being appreciated or everything that makes their job easier or doing their job at their best easier was considered by the people who hired them because they're not just a worker number, would then make that person more inclined to want to come to work, not just because they have to, because they enjoy being there, because they feel a sense of care coming from there. I don't care how much of a business connection that it is or what business ethics are. The business ethics include human people. A woman works harder than any man on any given day, and she doesn't stop. A woman's sundown doesn't happen until the job is done. And even then, she's still thinking about how much sleep she took that took away time for what she should have done. Women is the first to get up and the last one to go down. We don't need to have things right in our face. We need to be told how it's done once, then we'll do it and we'll work on ways to even make it better. because we think about the little small details that guys will dismiss. This is a problem with the world today. This is a problem. Women do the most, have the most value, have the most important assets, and yet they are not even brought up to the table for consideration. Yet we are the ones that have the biggest wars to fight, not the ones that you send troops out, but the ones that if you don't get it done, people will be hurt. Children's minds will be messed up. Guys will go out there and feel that, you know what, everything is just a mess. I don't know what to do. Let's just blow everything up and forget it. You give a woman a job where she can actually take care of her family and it won't interfere with her corporate world, and you will never have a sick day. Because women will be in that virtual position with a cold and pneumonia, a ice pack and a thermometer, working on her job. And she will make sure her children are compliant and quickly and moving quickly enough to make sure she gets back from her lunch break or back from her break on time. We don't give up. We don't think that if there's no merger here, we can't think of how to get around it. We're constantly thinking of ways to make it happen. Again, I ask, with everything you see in the society, would the media be able to display such content if a woman was in charge or had something to say? If they actually asked America or asked the families or asked the mom, what would she think about this and that being said? Would we not be able to tell you? You can get that same storyline, of course, without all the extra added crap that will actually devalue the actual point you're trying to get across. This is what we do. Protecting our families, protecting our communities, protecting our children, that is our biggest thing. So anything that provides progress to that, is conducive to that, we will cherish and polish and protect and nurture. There's some static coming through, guys. We are going to be ending out a little early today because there is a storm moving through here. So I thank all of you for listening in tonight. We're going to cut out the show a little bit early, thanking all of you that have been answering me on the spot and out. But I do want you all to take a listen. Corporate America, a woman is a powerhouse. A mother is a bigger powerhouse. A black mother is triple the powerhouse. You want loyalty, you want productivity, you actually want to see some bang for your buck, you hire a woman. You look past your corporate discrepancies, you look past your tunnel vision, and you put a woman to work. And you compensate her equally, and you give her fairness. And if it should so happen to float your boat, give her a reward here and there, a bonus, a certificate. But I can guarantee you that if you thought about her daycare needs, her commuting problems, her whatever, and you gave her a little leeway in that respect, you would never have a turnover. I want to thank all of you for joining in once again. So until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference. And God bless you all. See you here tomorrow.